Rabbit, rabbit! Ladies and gentlemen, it's the 1st of July.
It is indeed, and we welcome you to the month of July with a rabbit, rabbit, which, of course, is a verbal rabbit charm.
You have good luck.
Rabbit leg, if you will.
Say that first thing in the morning when you wake up on July 1st.
And, of course, we remind everyone of this, but we want to give you two more chances to have good luck for the month of July.
If you forget to say rabbit, rabbit, what do you do tonight?
Well, before you get into bed, last thing you say is tibar, tibar, which is rabbit, rabbit backwards. And then, according to Ellen Color, our crack research team,
you
on this particular topic,
tomorrow,
to wake up the next morning, you say...
You can redeem yourself by saying carrot, carrot.
Exactly.
Right. That's pretty easy stuff if
you
get into it and hear it a few times.
So in a way, we can relate that to what our theme is today.
Really?
Talking in codes.
Okay. All right.
Speaking in codes.
Speaking in tongues?
Perhaps. Did you ever go to a church where somebody did that?
No.
I went to one church. It was kind of a primitive Baptist church, which, of course, there's many different interpretations of that whole spectrum. But up near Mount Airy, up in the country, that was a pretty eye-opening experience.
I bet.
Wow.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't really want to hear that. So.
Yeah.
at any rate,
speaking in codes.
What's your question?
If 10-4 means message received.
Okay.
And 10-10 means standing by.
Mm-hmm.
If someone asks you, what's your 10-20?
What's your 10-20?
What does that mean?
Oh, I know what that means.
Yes, if 10-4 means message received and 10-10 means I'm standing by, what does 10-20, what's your 10-20 mean?
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on Chapelboro.
If you say to somebody, what's your 1020?
Correct.
That means, what's your location?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. How did I know that?
Yeah. It was developed in 1937, expanded in 1974 by the Association of Public Safety Communications Officials International.
Mm-hmm.
10 codes allowed for brevity, standardization, and all that being said, in 2006, the United States Feds recommended just be discontinued in favor of just kind of everyday language.
Yeah.
And, of course, truckers in North America use that, particularly on their CB radios, and that's been around for a long time, except in New York City, where 1020 means report of past robbery.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I probably learned that when I was in Cub
Scouts. Watching NYPD Blue
probably,
or something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Watching some television show.
Or Jack Webb.
Just facts, man. Just facts. I learned it either in Cub Scouts or in the very brief period of time that I was a Boy Scout before I got thrown out.
Oh, that begs the story.
Yeah, but we don't have time to go into
it. Were you smoking vines?
No.
And when I say smoking vines, like lighting them, not like that.
No, I wasn't doing anything like that. I think I was just probably talking and joking around.
So
and,
you
Scout Master,
did you tie another Boy Scout into a bowline?
No, I never did anything like that. I never did anything mean.
Okay.
You know,
just being a kid.
Just joking around, laughing, but telling jokes, whatever. And finally, I guess the scout leader just got sick and tired of it.
You got tossed out of the Boy Scouts?
I really did, yeah.
Wow! Surprised I don't see you like in the post office or something.
Really?
Expelled from Boy Scouts.
Exactly. Well, hey, I'm not proud of it, but that's the way it is.
Well, thanks for allowing us to have a 1020 today, and we'll see everyone tomorrow.
At the same 1020.
Same bat town, same bat station.